Are we part of the show? No, actually, we represent the biblical Savior, Jesus Christ. These guys are hippies and gypsies that represent the flesh. Take a gospel card. Test yourself. The only path to eternal life. We love you. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, sir. Another guy walking by on a bike asked us if we're part of the show. I guess the way we dress, we might look like we're hippies or gypsies a little bit, but we're biblical Christians following Christ. If gospel cards go out that way, I'll take it. Trust me, those people, the way they're acting, living, what they're selling, and even the way they dress, they're not representation of biblical Christians whatsoever. So I'm keeping my word. I'm on the outside of this show, not interrupting it, and I don't have my amp on right now. And I'm just standing here talking. There's people walking by, lifting up Jesus Christ, warning our neighbors about carnal entertainment, telling them that the judgment of God is coming, that you're going to lose your soul as you follow after the ways of the world and Satan's culture, this culture of the American way, entertainment, flesh, politics, sports, movies, entertainment's going to damn your soul. But Jesus said, there is a narrow way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. This is the narrow path we preach in Christ Jesus. By his death, burial, and resurrection, and his shed blood, you can be made new. You can be washed clean by the blood of Christ. You can be cleansed. You can have your feet set on eternal life. You can have your destiny safe in the hands of Christ if you'll repent and endure to the end. You have the hope of salvation. But as you follow the world and you follow entertainment and you follow the culture, you don't have the hope of eternal life at all. What you have is a promise of the judgment of the wrath of God that's coming for all the enemies of God. Satan's running the culture. Satan's running the churches. The narrow path out of them is the only way to eternal life. Don't deceive yourselves and think you're following after anything good in the culture. Christ is good. Seek him in spirit and truth. Seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is our path to eternal life. We have pre-Torah ways that we keep, things like dominion, things like one husband, one wife, things like God dressing us in Genesis 3, not drinking blood, echoed in Acts 15, dresses echoed all throughout the Bible, marriage is echoed throughout the Bible, dominion's echoed throughout the Bible, and then there's Torah law given to Israel. We don't keep Torah law today, but there's a lot of wisdom in the books of Torah. And then coming to the New Testament, John the Baptist, the greatest man who ever lived per Jesus, showed us the way for the Lamb of God. He made the way, proclaiming Christ was coming. Then John lost his life over calling out sin and unrighteousness, the greatest man that ever lived. He called out sin and unrighteousness, and his time was up, and God allowed him to be beheaded for Herod's wife and his niece's pleasure. All things work to good, though, to them that love God, Romans says. John was a mighty servant of God. And Christ comes on the scene and walks and shows us he did three main things. He showed us the kingdom of God. Christ shed his blood for the remission of sin. And Christ rose again to defeat death. He did many other things, but those are the three main things he did. And his first ministry words were, repent lest you will perish. He talked about faith in him, faith and allegiance to him, a beholding to him, to seek after him, to obey him in spirit and truth. If you're not obeying Christ in spirit and truth, you're obeying your flesh, the culture, Satan, a church system, the government, the world. You're not obeying Christ to eternal life. Satan's running the world and the church systems. You have to rebel against both of them and enter the kingdom of God by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection, through repentance. Then new life comes over God's people, and they desire to walk in holiness and obedience, not the ways of the world, not the ways of their church system, not their own ways. And holiness and obedience is the fruit of a brand new life, a transformed life in Christ. Holiness and obedience, and then endure to the end. You don't have salvation locked up today, folks. You got to endure every day, every week, every month, every year, following Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. And unless you endure, unless you're born of Christ, unless you repent of all sin, willful sin's going to judge you before a holy God. Hebrews 10 tells us willful sin will not be, there's no sacrifice for it. You need a blood sacrifice for your sin. Hebrews 9:22 tells us. But you don't get the blood sacrifice if you're not of Christ, seeking Him, walking in His ways, serving Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving Him and your neighbor as yourself. We saw the fruit today. One guy got in my face and wouldn't stop. He stopped when the police showed up. I went up and thanked the police for their service, and they said somebody called and complained. I said, what did I do illegal? He said, I don't think anything. I said, I'm going back to preaching then. They didn't want the gospel. I went back to my preaching. And so this is a typical day of a street preacher going out in the world, withstanding the culture, withstanding the evil, lifting up Christ, doing a prophet's job. We're not prophets, but we're doing a prophet's job. The prophets went into the world to call them out of their sin, especially those who claim the name of Christ. And if you follow Christ and you walk in sin and man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Modern pastors and priests today are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. You're worshiping God in vain, keeping man-made traditions. Mark 7. Jesus said in Matthew 15, I preach it all the time, with their lips they follow me in man-made traditions, but their hearts are far from me. We don't want your hearts to be far from the only one who can save you. King of kings, Lord of glory, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Without Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Judgment is coming. He's going to separate. Go read Matthew 25. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are going to be separated. The very few sheep are going to be separated from the goats. Goats would be people of the world, false convert, churchianity types. The world is full of them. And Paul talked about coming out of the world, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. If you haven't been transformed and you haven't come out of the culture, the wrath of God is upon all those people that live like the culture and not of Christ. Revelation talks about a time when people will be asking for rocks to fall upon them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Yeah, that little lamb in the manger, he's coming back as a fiery lion of Judah to bring judgment upon the world and all false religion, the church systems. He's going to burn up everything not built of him, in him. So you got to ask yourself, like we were preaching earlier in front of the crowd, you got to ask yourself, neighbor, what are you living for today? Are you sowing to your flesh and entertainment, or are you sowing to the Spirit in eternal life and truth? If your life doesn't match the Word of God, you're set for the wrath of God. That's very clear. The Bible talks about there's a corruptible and there's an incorruptible. So the corruptible is all the things of the world, like these carnal shows, sports, politics, movies, Sunday church systems are all corruptible. But what's incorruptible? The eternal Word of God. The Holy Scriptures promise the truth and life eternal. These are incorruptible. I'm just standing here talking, sir. I'm keeping my word. I'm not bothering their show. Okay, thank you. We love you. The corruptible or the incorruptible? Ma'am, you need to get close because I'm way outside on a sidewalk here. I'm way outside. I'm way far from their show. They're interrupting my enjoyment.
You said you would stop.
I have. I did stop. I'm not over there preaching. I'm not over there preaching. I'm standing on a sidewalk way over here away from the show. So no matter what you do, you can't please these people. I'm way over on a sidewalk on the edge of the show, no amp, and just standing here talking. Other people are talking and nobody's saying anything about them. Look at, they're talking. They're talking. Are they interrupting your show, ma'am? They're talking. Look at that. Look at that. They're talking. Are they interrupting your show? God's word goes out. It does what it does. It never returns void. And quite honestly, the proclamation of God's word is far more important than a gypsy show full of carnality and flesh and sin and worldliness. I already loved them. I offered them the gospel. Here, I'll go stand in the middle of the street. So there, not now I'm not in their way. Now I'm standing in the middle of the street. So now I'm not in their way over there. Preaching the biblical gospel, warning our neighbors, turn and repent. Seek Christ in spirit of truth. You have no hope outside of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't die so we could live a worldly carnal life. Jesus didn't die so that you could walk in your flesh and claim his name. Jesus died to call people out, a peculiar people, a holy people, to serve him in spirit and truth, righteousness. If you'd open the Bible and you would read in the New Testament, even the Old Testament, you would see the grave danger you're in. There's a grave danger for the sins of this country and your life and the church systems. The modern pastor role isn't even biblical. It's not even found in the scriptures. We have modern pastors here entertaining themselves in carnal, worldly shows. Are you preaching the gospel, sir? I see you sit there and watch it for half an hour.
I didn't watch it. It was actually on my phone.
So what are you doing here, pastor? You bring family members?
My grandkids needed, and their mom got sick.
To come and watch a worldly, carnal show. Does this glorify God in any way, this show?
Does it?
It doesn't.
Why doesn't it?
Because it's worldly, carnal, with a bunch of immodest dressed, unbiblically dressed, they're carnally dressed, putting on foolishness and frivolity when the Bible says we're to be sober-minded and be about the kingdom of God.
Is there anybody that's not sober-minded?
Oh, they're doing all kinds of foolish stuff. They were just up there playing the accordion, singing kids' songs, and the parents were all acting goofy with the kids. If you think this is of God and glorifies God, you are the typical modern pastor that I thought you were.
Amen to that.
Yeah, and the typical modern pastor is going to be judged and sent away on Judgment Day by God, and he's going to say, away from me, I never knew you,
well,
you worker of iniquity.
And boy, you're...